Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. The lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 7, 8 and 9. They read, "For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, 'The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord.'" Now, it's a little bit hard to break up these verses from the ones that follow, actually, but we'll do our best today, because otherwise it'll be too much for one podcast. Here, the writer is beginning the quote from Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34, that was so significant to his argument and to what God had in mind with the new covenant, and he's bringing it in here as really a climax to what he has been writing about all the way from chapter 1 to this point, pointing out that Jesus was always part of the new and better plan that God had for his relationship with his people. Jesus and this new covenant were something that had been promised before. The context of the quote here is the Babylonian exile of the 6th century BC. And it's well worth reading the whole of Jeremiah 31 as background to Hebrews chapter 8, not just verses 31 to 34, which he quotes here, but also the rest of chapter 31 and chapter 30 and all around that passage. There are many parallels, perhaps, you could see, between the time of Jeremiah and the first century when this letter was being written. There was an invading army, and there is the Romans, of course. In the first century, there was the destruction of the temple and Jerusalem in Jeremiah's time, and that indeed was threatened, it seems, at the time of the writing of this letter. There was a scattering of the Jews in the time of Jeremiah, and there is going to be a scattering of Jews and perhaps also of Christians in the first century. And the Old Covenant was of no help then. The New Covenant, pointed towards by Jeremiah and in Jeremiah's time, that New Covenant was promised and now is coming to fruition and holds a far greater promise. That no matter what happens regarding invading armies or destruction of temple or a scattering, that no matters, God is with his people, and not just in the ceremonies and the temple and the ceremonial laws, but in fact, God is with them in their hearts. Now, that's something we'll go on to look at more in the next podcast, where the intimacy of the relationship between God and his people is emphasized. This previous covenant was not so much on the heart as it was meant to be. In fact, it was meant to be. Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 to 14, indicate that it was meant to be with them in their heart. The word is very near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart, that you may obey it, verse 14 of Deuteronomy 30. And yet, somehow, the weakness of the old covenant meant that it never quite got to the heart, at least not for the people of God as a whole, as it was intended. No, there was an inherent weakness in that old covenant. It depended upon priests who themselves were weak, and it depended upon a system that was at best only meant to be temporary. Now, we, like these first century disciples, are so lucky to not be looking forward to that time, but that the time has come for this new covenant. The time is with us now, and that we can have this new relationship with God and be close to him in every sense. We will go on to look at the implications of this in more detail in the next podcast. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org or on Twitter. Look for MCCX. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and in iTunes, type in MCCX and you will find us there under podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.